Welcome to Preservation of One. I'm your host, Alexandria August. Let me make something clear. So I seen this thing the other day. They was talking about Reagan's classification when he introduced middle class or whatever, saying basically like the millionaires and small business owners, etc., are middle class people. Now, when he did that, what he did was that allowed black people to get up, I guess you would say, in the ranks or in class. That allowed black people to get up in the ranks, right? That's why a lot of, when you hear a lot of black people, they say Reagan was the best president. Now, what a lot of black people was doing was they didn't have bank accounts. They had cash money. Now, when it came to cash money, we was kicking ass. You know what I'm saying? As far as in a race. And even with our assets, you know what I'm saying? And even we was doing pretty good with money in the bank as well. So anyway, when he did that, when he classed middle class, and that, you know, stood for everything that we know as middle class now, actually they added more, because I don't see how a doggone billionaire, a $1 billion company is a small business. That still don't make sense to me, that aspect of it. They took it and they ran with it. So anyways, back to what I was saying about this lesson here in history. So what he did was, when he did that, that was because it was more minorities making more money than the white people. Don't let them fool you. It was more minorities making more money than the white people at that time. So before, the white class was, would be ruled out as possibly impoverished communities, or, you know what I'm saying, or just lacking or last in place. Okay, well, we're gonna do middle class that way, you know what I'm saying? You know, they'll be in middle class, it'll all fall, you know what I'm saying, in place or whatever. Basically trying to even, I guess, the playing field, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to explain this as simple as possible. So basically, yeah, trying to, I guess, level the doggone playing field or whatever case may be. So when, you know, with the classification as middle class and all the stuff, the majority, you had more black people back then owning their houses. You know, people always talking about the projects. But guess what? Back during his time in the 80s and all that stuff, you had a lot of black people that owned their houses. Houses was more affordable. So with the whole middle class act, what that allowed them to do is shoot them prices up on that doggone on them houses. You know what I'm saying? They was already going up, but they did jump up more, right? They was trying to make it harder for people to, for minorities to have access to the stuff that was considered to be more profitable, I would say, to the white race, right? Or whatever. But either way the case may be, when he did that, you know, you got more black people that is middle class. It was more black people that was middle class than white people. So I guess it was more like a leveling or whatever the case may be, or giving the people that were rich, the white people that was rich, all people that was rich, taking everybody that was rich and at that time, because it was like, you know, millionaires, 100,000-aires or whatever, and making them middle class, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, so it wouldn't be so, so everything wouldn't be so, I guess, so out of balance, I guess. I don't know how you would describe that, but I'm guessing so everything wouldn't be so out of balance. Either way, when that did happen, it did help black people. It did help black people because we were buying bigger houses than, you know what I'm saying, than a lot of white people. You know what I'm saying? Entertainment or not, you know what I'm saying, we were still buying big houses. I remember myself personally, you know what I'm saying, my grandmother, what, ever since what, the 50s, you know what I'm saying, 40s and 50s, my grandmother always had a about the 50s and 60s, I always had a two-story house. You know what I'm saying, a lot of older people in my family during the era, they always had two-story houses, you know what I'm saying. So you know what I'm saying? We had a one-story house. But my grandmother, you know what I'm saying? Two-story house, her cousins, two-story house, you know, family like that. Anyways, long story short, yeah, so that's what that whole middle class thing was or whatever. Honey, we was kicking ass. But anyways, moving on to this whole business here with cloud seeding. Now, they're saying around maybe, what, the 50s, or I know they're saying, it's evidence, around the 50s, 60s, that's when the government hired a side company, allegedly. That's when a government hired a side company or companies to experiment with cloud seeding, right? Now, with the cloud seeding, that's what you got nowadays. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're still going through. What the hell is that? That's what we're still going through, and the hurricanes and all this stuff here is worse. Now, me personally, I feel some type of way about it because this is God's world, and you got to let God do his thing, honey. So, for those to be experimenting with cloud seeding, it's like, come on, man. Like, I was talking to a friend earlier, and we was talking about the hurricanes and how bad they are, and like how Florida, my heart goes out to Florida because they're going through Milton right now, and what, say Milton reached level 5 in 18 hours. You know what I'm saying? Florida is around a whole body of water. It's around a lot of doggone water. So it's like, you know, my heart truly goes out to them and anybody else that's ever being caught up in a hurricane. That is doggone terrible. But the thing about it is, why you want to make it so hard for people? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're trying to sink that doggone city. It's like how they was sinking all them doggone other cities. What is it? Atlantis. You know, things that we grew up thinking, you know, we read about it or whatever, and kind of find out the real name was for Atlantis was something else. I can't remember because it's so long ago, but either way, it was something else, and they sink the Atlantis. And then as history proves that it has sinked other towns, right? Like my great grandmother, right? She's from Park, South Carolina, right? She's Indian and black, but her mother is Indian, right? So if I'm not mistaken, they tried to doggone sink Par, if I'm not mistaken, and it's still there. It's real small, you know what I'm saying? But it's still there. Probably under 15 people that stay there, but it's still there, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if it's a thriving town, like how we was talking about, how I was talking about the whole Tulsa. What's the name of the place? Baby. I forgot just that doggone face. I mean, just that darn face. But anyways, all those doggone towns. What is it? Tulsa, Oklahoma? Something like that? I don't know. Child, I'm jacking it up. But anyway, all those doggone towns, thriving towns, them destroying them and them sinking them, putting them underwater. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. They got to stop this doggone foolishness. I mean, already causing doggone rhetoric. You know what I'm saying? Destroying families and everything else. And then to sit up here and keep sinking these doggone cities and these towns, I bet you out of everything going on, they're going to sink some towns in doggone Florida. People going to have to relocate. And all that. And oh, it's going to be temporary. No, it's going to be permanent, honey. Because if they cloud seeding and tearing up like that, baby, some of them towns ain't coming back. That's just like New Orleans. Still got certain parts of New Orleans that got a whole lot of debris that they just set off to the doggone side because they ain't finished cleaning it up. I mean, come on now. You know what I'm saying? Like on the news. And these people got to stop this foolishness. Sitting there, oh, a levee broke. Y'all broke that levee. They broke what? For Hurricane Katrina, if my memory serves me right, I know they broke two levees. You know what I'm saying? I know that for a fact. that they broke two levees. They broke one in, what was it? It was a levee in Louisiana. It was two in Louisiana, and it was one up from Louisiana, if I ain't mistaken, to make it flood real bad like that or whatever, and how they was able to control it to pool in that area. You know what I'm saying? These things here may seem far-fetched, but it's the truth. One thing you got to do is go back and look at history and go back and read the actual doggone paperwork. See, where they get us at is because we don't like to read. But when you get to read and you get to learning and knowing a whole lot of stuff, not hearsay, this is stuff that you read with your own eyes. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times it's doggone public information, just like all that stuff that happened back in the 50s, 60s, 40s, 30s. Now all of a sudden, the majority of that stuff is doggone public information. It wasn't public information then, but it's public information now because, hey, a lot of time they feel like, oh, that's history. That's something that's done, and that was done before me, so we can go on here and out it. You know what I'm saying? Crazy stuff, you know? And it's so jacked up because there's so many good people in the government and so many good people that want to change the world. It just be these a-holes that be around here with the doggone madness because it dies. Child, I don't know, honey. Maybe they know something that we don't know, honey. But either way, hey, we the one feeling the doggone effects of it. So back to cloud seeding. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's dangerous. And if I'm not mistaken, I know that's illegal. And I know that's against so many doggone laws of nature to be cloud seeding. You know what I'm saying? It really serves no purpose. Like, let the earth do what it's going to do. That's like, me personally, I was a gardener. Okay. I'm a former gardener, got doggone it. So anyways, when you're gardening, certain things don't like to be planted with certain things. Certain things don't like to be smothered. Or shall I say natural hair, like my natural hair. My natural hair like to be stretched out. It don't like to be bunched up and curls and tight and all that stuff. It can't stand it. And it loves hydration. You see what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm using these examples because you got to let these things do what they do naturally. You know what I'm saying? Let them do. You know you got to wash your hair. You know what I'm saying? You know you got to do something with your hair. I don't care if you do nothing, pulling your ponytail. Guess what? It's stretching. Just like with planting. You know when your pots or that area that you got planted in the ground overgrows, you know you got to get the pulps and you know you got to replant them. You got to separate it and replant it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and it's going to do what it's going to do naturally. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that it's not going to work naturally. It just means that being that we like to control things, you know what I'm saying? Like to manipulate things, you know, we're just going to try to do it our way. But there's no way you could justify cloud seeding. There's no way in here you can justify that. I mean, that's crazy. You cannot justify that for nothing. I mean, come on now. What kind of foolish that is? Somebody around here, cloud seeding, then when the storm break off, they all the way on the other side of town. Or they in a doggone bunker or something like that. And hell no. Stay your behind. Wherever you put them seeds at, in that whole vicinity, go ahead and take your behind right there to that vicinity and experience all of what you possibly created. All of what you created with them doggone seeds. I mean, come on, man. Hey, people got to stop this foolishness out there. Honey, I don't get it, honey. It's just weird, honey. I don't know. You gotta let stuff go. Y'all already know how I felt about, oh, when the truth came out that COVID was created over there. What was it? Wong lab or whatever. So slap them doggone people. Got doggone it. And doctor, what the man they were for? For something, whatever his, for Swift kicking his ass, that's it. God doggone it, because that's what it needed over there with that foolishness. Got people out of him, including myself, taking that dang on vaccine for nothing. Some doggone foolishness or fake. You got to stop it. Just stop using us. Now, you know what, though? But when you think about it, in all honesty, with that whole COVID situation, that was one of the biggest scandals in history. Seriously. Oh, we're going to trick millions of people into taking this vaccine because we need to see what it's going to do. You know what I'm saying? That was one of the biggest scandals in history. Works all of my nerves, honey. It just works all of my nerves on messy asses. Just don't make no doggone sense. So anyways, yeah, the whole cloud seeding business. And then not only that, you got to look at it. Our job is to protect the earth. You know what I'm saying? It's not our job to make money off of it. It's our job to protect the earth. So it's like, how are we protecting the earth by destroying it? Now make that make sense. You know what I'm saying? Because that don't make sense. You know, cloud seeding was not ever a part of, was not ever a part of growing anything in this doggone world. What the Jesus said, that was not part of the plan. You know what I'm saying? I guess you could argue so is a whole lot of stuff medically that moved us forward. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? Those are two different spectrums. So don't even try that foolishness. That is two different spectrums. Healthcare and all that stuff. You know, that's a wonderful thing. And we thank God for it. But cloud seeding, who is that benefiting? That's causing people doggone, but that's causing people money that they ain't even got doggone got. Now they got to sit up here and rebuild, whether if it's a whole got doggone lifestyle all over or partial. You know what I'm saying? Even when the doggone lights go out, you know what I'm saying? You still got to sit up here and figure out what you're going to do. Them days like when CenterPoint set up here and left Texas jacked up, all them doggone days. And the rich was mad, talking about they thought their lights was going to be on first. Huh? Oh, but CenterPoint said, oh, hells no, your light's going to be on when I say your light's going to be on. Why are people taking pictures? Let me tell you something. Texas is freaking awesome. I don't care nobody say Texas is freaking awesome. Let me tell you what Texas was doing. Texas ain't playing no games with nobody. Texas was sitting up there. It was so many people taking pictures of the trucks. CenterPoint trucks outside of the cities taking pictures and posting it on social media, honey. But you know what, though? When they got to taking them pictures and posting it on social media of CenterPoint outside the cities or in parking lots or just in the side and just waiting and everything else, I bet you that put a battery pack in CenterPoint's back. That put a battery pack in their doggone back because they were doggone. They did that. That was some foolishness. They ain't had no choice. Either way, they ain't had no choice but to get it right because people pay their doggone light bill. Now, it might, even if it ain't on time, it still get paid or something get paid on it. Oh, okay, whatever. So, shoot, when people started taking pictures and when they started calling CenterPoint out on social media, you know what I'm saying? Writing letters, making phone calls and all this stuff here. Whoever worked for CenterPoint around that time, Burrell and any other doggone storm, I know y'all hated y'all job because y'all ain't called nothing but H-E-L-L, okay? By the time the people got finished cussing y'all out, okay, and threatening to have your ass, oh, okay. I bet you by the time the people got finished with all that doggone stuff there, y'all ain't want no parts of it. Some people probably end up quitting their job. I can't take this foolishness. I'm getting cussed out for something I can't control. All I can do is put it in the system. You know what I'm saying? Either way, but you got that in your ear on them days. Hello. Anyways, I am your host, Alexandria August. Don't forget to get a copy of my book, A Conversation with Alexandria August. And don't forget to join me from October the 17th through the 19th. I pray I can do all 3 days. You know this body off the chain, honey. Degenerates, this disease. But October 17th through the 19th at the National Black Book Festival in Houston, okay? Don't forget to join me there and get as many copies of A Conversation with Alexandria August. You can only have so many books at the festival. So if I be lucky, so lucky enough, and pray that I do, to sell out of all my books, go online and get your copy, okay, of A Conversation with Alexandria August, available anywhere and everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I greatly appreciate you. And also, thank you for your prayers and everything that I do, me and my family, because you know I come to y'all in a heartbeat and ask for some prayers, and y'all always come through. I'm so grateful to have y'all. Y'all just mean the world to me, like, on so many levels. Oh my gosh, y'all always show me love. I'm so grateful. I thank y'all so much. Don't forget to get a copy of my book, A Conversation with Alexandria August. God bless. Nah, I ain't done. So check this out. This is my doggone thing. Speaking about hurricanes and everything else. See, where we mess up at, where every country mess up at is, if you got a problem at point A, but the people that you got to handle your problem at point B, at point A is all the way at point V, you got a doggone issue. That's going to take a whole lot of doggone time. That ain't nothing but some foolishness. This is my thing. America business need to stay America business, meaning that America need to farm their own crops, not get them shipped from everywhere else. I'm a consumer, so you know I feel some type of way. So America need to farm, have their own crops, their own oil, their own gas, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? Need to do everything in-house in the United States. Ukraine need to do the same. Israel need to do the same. Japan need to do the same. Blase, blase, blah. The only reason why it costs so much money, if you buy something that's made in America and then they have to ship it to you, the excuse was the shipping would be so expensive. No, that just means that you need to work on the kinks up in there that's going to make it so expensive to ship from America, from America to, from one part of America to another. It should not have to ship out of America and go all the way around the doggone world to be able to come back for $6.99. If it's up the street, it should be, you know what I'm saying, free. If it's in the same state, you know what I'm saying, it should be free if it's made in America. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever countries. All I'm saying is, if every country can take their own thing, you know what I'm saying, with their people and make their own stuff, you know what I'm saying, harvest their own stuff, you know what I'm saying, do everything in-house, that would just make the world so much better. You know what I'm saying? You know? That would just make the world so much better. And in honesty, we looking at doggone Joe Biden some type of way, because he paid all that money to these other countries, right? And I say we because I'm included too. I feel some type of way about that joke of giving away all that money. But how if Joe Biden, half of that money or some of that money was money that we owed to those doggone countries because we in business with them? You know what I'm saying? And maybe other presidents, not saying that they weren't paying, maybe they weren't paying as doggone much as Joe Biden is paying. Maybe he might be trying to get us out of debt. I doubt it. But maybe he might be trying to get us out of debt. But all I got to say is, shoot, they want us to pay our bills and everything else on time so we can have a good credit score. Things like this that matter, yes. But they want us to do this, so this is a thing. Why not go ahead and pay them other countries off and keep everything done over here in America? Oh, okay. Haiti sat out there and spent their doggone money, paid off them people, not America. They paid off the French, and then they had to pay off. They worked another deal, had to pay off, what was it? The French again, they had to pay off somebody anyway. They paid all their money, and they still want free Haiti. You know what I'm saying? But America, we can't pay off all our money, so we can got doggone separate ourselves from these people. You know what I'm saying? And then they wonder why we in a whole doggone war or keep having to have these dang on wars. America stay in everybody doggone business, want to run everybody doggone stuff, but then yet, come on now, we the people, we paying for it, and we the ones be over here catching hell, make it make sense. Why somebody want to keep texting me, honey, when I'm sitting up here giving up this tea? Anyway, you heard what I said. Thank you.